Earth, sky.
Should humans go to the planet Mars? As of 2011, only our machines have visited the Crimson Planet, orbiters, robot rovers, and landers. Earth Sky spoke with aerospace engineer and author Robert Zubrin. He's founder and president of the Mars Society and a leading proponent for the human exploration of Mars. We asked Zubrin, why go to Mars?
Mars is the planet that is closest to us that could have supported life in the past and may still do so in the present. And so by going to Mars and exploring those dried-up lakes and river valleys and drilling into the subsurface groundwater on Mars, looking for fossils, looking for microbial life that may yet persist, we'll be able to determine if life is a general phenomenon in the universe or is a phenomenon unique to the Earth.
The challenge, Zubrin said, of sending people to Mars might spark a new generation of scientists and engineers in a way similar to the Apollo moon missions in the 1960s.
The Earth is not the only world. And if we go to Mars, we're beginning humanity's career as a multi-planet spacefaring species. And if we do this, then 500 years from now, there will be new branches of human civilization on Mars, and I believe on many worlds beyond.
Do you think humans should go to Mars? Tell us at earthsky.org. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.